Hey everybody, ready for another deep dive? This time we're cracking open the book of Leviticus, specifically chapter 21.
Leviticus.
Yeah. Now, before you think, wait, isn't that all about like ancient rituals and stuff? Well, yeah, kinda. But it's also surprisingly relevant to us today, even if you don't have a religious background.
I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So Leviticus 21, it's basically like a rule book for priests in ancient Israel. It outlines who they could marry, how they should behave, even what they could and couldn't do physically.
Oh, interesting. So, like, what kind of rules are we talking about here?
Well, some of them might seem pretty out there by today's standards. Like, they couldn't shave their heads or cut themselves as a sign of mourning.
Wow, really? That's intense.
Yeah, and there were rules about marriage, too. Priests couldn't marry a woman who'd been divorced, for example, or someone who was considered profane.
Profane.
Yeah, it's in the text. It's kind of fascinating, like peeking into this ancient culture's ideas about what was considered pure and, well, not so pure.
I see. So these rules, they were all about maintaining a certain level of spiritual integrity.
Exactly. And that was super important for their role because they were seen as intermediaries between God and the people.
So they had to be like the ultimate role models, held to these really high standards.
Right. Their actions had a ripple effect on the whole community.
Makes sense. So those restrictions on marriage and mourning, they were about protecting the priest's sacred duties, like keeping them focused, avoiding distractions, that kind of thing.
It seems that way. You know, it's making me think about how we talk a lot about setting boundaries today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's in our work or our personal lives. Do you think there's a connection there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about it. If we zoom out and look at these ancient rules in a broader context, we start to see some pretty timeless principles emerge.
Okay, I'm listening. What do you mean?
Well, take leadership integrity, for example. Just like those priests back then were held to a higher standard, leaders in any field today, whether it's business, politics, you name it, they need to be mindful of their actions, the values they represent.
Yeah, because their choices impact so many people, right?
Yeah.
It's like a modern day version of avoiding defilement, keeping your actions aligned with your principles.
Exactly.
But what about those of us who aren't in leadership positions? Like, how does this apply to everyday folks?
Well, think about it this way. Just like the priests had a specific purpose, we all have roles to play in our lives, whether it's as a parent, a friend, a member of our community.
Right.
And just as those priests had to make choices to protect their sacred duties, we also have to think about what boundaries we need to set, you know, in order to fulfill those commitments and live a life that really feels meaningful.
So it's not just about avoiding bad things, but actively choosing what we allow into our lives so we can stay focused on what really matters.
Precisely.
Wow, this is getting pretty deep.
And that leads us to another key theme that emerges from Leviticus 21, the idea of respecting boundaries, both our own and those of others.
Okay, now this is where it gets really interesting for me.
Right. So we were talking about those rules about priests not mourning certain deaths. And those might seem kind of harsh, right? But I think there's a deeper principle at play here.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. What's the connection to boundaries?
Well, you got to remember, in ancient Israel, contact with death, it was considered a source of like ritual impurity. And the priests, they were responsible for maintaining that state of spiritual purity so they could do their sacred duties.
Right, right.
So these restrictions on mourning, while they might seem severe to us now, they were actually about protecting the priests' well-being, you know, emotionally, spiritually, making sure they could be there for the community, do their job effectively.
So it wasn't about being like callous or detached. It was about understanding the importance of boundaries for the greater good.
Exactly. And in a modern context, this translates to recognizing that we all need to set limits, you know,
right,
to protect our own energy, our focus.
I like that.
Whether it's saying no to extra commitments, making time for self-care, you know, those things, or even just setting healthy boundaries in our relationships. It's all about honoring our own needs so we can actually show up for the things that matter most.
It's like recognizing that our time and energy are precious resources.
Yes. We can't keep giving and giving if we're running on empty.
That's so true.
And just like those ancient priests had to make choices to protect their sacred duties, we have to make choices about where we invest our energy today. If we're constantly overextended, depleted, we're not going to be able to fulfill our commitments, right?
Right.
Whether those are to our work, our families, even to ourselves.
You know, it's funny because we often glorify busyness in our culture. Like, the more you do, the better. But maybe it's time we reclaim the power of saying no, you know, prioritizing what truly matters.
Absolutely. It's about figuring out what's sacred to us, those things that give our lives meaning and purpose, and then creating the space, the boundaries we need to honor those commitments.
Okay,
And
yeah.
that might look different for everyone, right? Maybe it's carving out time for creative pursuits or disconnecting from technology for a bit each day, or even just saying no to that extra social obligation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. So it's like we each have our own like temple to tend to, metaphorically speaking.
Exactly. And just as those priests were entrusted with maintaining the sanctity of the actual physical temple, we're entrusted with tending to the temples of our lives, right?
Love that.
Our work, relationships, communities, even our own well-being. It's about recognizing the sacredness of everyday life and making choices that align with our values.
Okay, so we've uncovered some pretty amazing insights from this deep dive into Leviticus. We've talked about leadership integrity, commitment to purpose, respecting boundaries, even this idea of tending to our own personal temples. What stands out to you as like the most powerful takeaway?
That's a good question. I think for me, it's realizing that these ancient principles, even though they're rooted in a specific religious context, they have this timeless quality to them, this relevance that goes beyond any one belief system.
Yeah.
So whether or not we follow the specific beliefs of ancient Israel, we can still learn from their wisdom, right, about how to live with integrity, purpose, and a deep respect for ourselves and others.
It's pretty incredible to think that a text written thousands of years ago can still offer such profound insights for us today.
It really is. And it leaves us with a question for you, the listener. What are your sacred duties, those commitments that bring meaning and purpose to your life? And what boundaries do you need to set in order to protect those duties, to show up as your best self?
That's a really powerful question for all of us to ponder. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Leviticus. It's amazing, right? Like all these connections we've made between this ancient text and our modern lives.
Yeah, it really highlights how even though the world has changed so much, the fundamentals of a good life, a meaningful life, they stay pretty consistent.
It's like these priests, they were onto something, you know?
Yeah.
Even if their way of life seems so different from ours.
For sure. And maybe these principles are even more important now than ever. You know what I mean? Like, in a world that's so full of distractions, so many demands on our time, it's easy to lose sight of what really matters.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. I feel that pull all the time, that pressure to always be doing something, to be constantly connected.
Right. And that's why this whole idea of boundaries is so crucial, protecting our focus, our energy. It's not about shutting ourselves off from the world, but making conscious choices, choices that let us show up fully in the areas that we decide are most important.
It's about defining what's sacred to us, right? And then creating the space, setting the boundaries to actually honor those commitments, whether it's our relationships, our work, you know, our own personal growth, even just our own well-being. It's about making sure our choices match our values.
That's it. Perfectly put. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a thought. What can you do, like today, to build those boundaries, to protect your own sacred duties?
That's a great question for all of us to think about. Thanks so much for joining us on this exploration. It's been fascinating to see how ancient wisdom can still speak to us today in such a powerful way. Until next time, keep diving deep and keep searching for those timeless truths that connect us all.